Welcome to Trinity Presbyterian Church Owosso Sermon Podcast. Grace changes everything.
Okay, if you have a Bible, turn to Luke chapter 6. It's not what's printed in your bulletin. That's probably for next week. So Luke chapter 6. If you don't have a Bible, you can find one of these blue ones that should be in the front of your chair, or the one in front of you. I just looked up what page number was. Well, anyway, page 1059. But if you don't have a Bible, take that one home. John 6, we're going to be looking at 22 to 30. Christ is made known. We understand. We got epiphanies where things all of a sudden become clear. It's beautiful the way that the gospel lays all of us back. John is not a synoptic gospel, so it stands apart from the others. The way that the gospel is presented and explained. Read the Gospel of John. They always like to divide it up as seven miraculous signs and wonders, and seven I am statements. There's some arguments about that. Some say there are eight miraculous signs and wonders, and eight I am statements. So, as we get into the context of what we read this morning, these seven miracles, he's turned water into wine, one of the two. First sign, it was at a wedding in Cana that reveals his glory, his power. Our God's glory, and he rules the official son. You know, he does that by a word. He's not even there. The power of his word, you know, healing from a distance in chapter 5. He heals the paralytic, the son of Bethesda. Chapter 6, right before our text, there's the multiplication, eating in the 5,000, blows. And fish, and he walks on river. Chapter 9, restores a man who was born blind. In chapter 11, he raises Lazarus from the dead. Now, they say there is potential and I like to think there's something to it, but don't tell Grace because it means we're just building out a little further. But we're on the never statement. But the eighth then would be, and not the grave, but many folks. The wonder of his resurrection. The eighth and culminating miracle. Corresponds to the day of creation, right? Oh, everything's created on the eighth day. God rested and made a miracle. Christ was raised from the dead. Beyond him, they missed the first one, yes, it's this morning. And the bread of life in 635. Around our building, you'll see those in the carving. I am the light of the world. And your faith. I am the door. I am the door. The only entrance to salvation. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection and the life, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the true vine, John. The incarnate statement. Where Abraham was, I am. That was very significant. Him saying those words, the Pharisees. Stone. They understood the import of Jesus himself saying, I need him. That is in our context this morning, 5,000 verses 22 to 24, 5,000, and they're so enamored with what he's done for them, it's the one making king. And now he's 5,000 people, providing free food. Yeah, they might want to get rid of them. We'll send food and you'll be our king. As he has hidden himself and he went up to be on a mountain. And he went in a boat and they go across the sea gradually. You remember the story of the great storm. You're on the water. Now it's a storm. And then put the distance. He was on the boat and immediately he said, so our text on verse 22 starts up the next day. Right? So, John 6, 22:35. This is the word of the Lord. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples. But the disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from the various kingdoms were placed within the apron of the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So, when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples between themselves, got into the boat and went to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." Then he said to him, "What must we do to be doing the work of God?" "This is the work that you believe in him who sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "But while they ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who cometh down from heaven and gives life to the world." He said to him, "Sir, take up that bread. Always." Jesus said to him, "I am whoever comes to this world. Whoever believes in me shall never be lost." Well, those who follow the word of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, would be pleasing and acceptable in your glory. We must remember human beings are unique and creative. Not just higher evolved animals. We are image bearers of God, and in doing, our God mind with us. We are joining together. We have seen a living soul as God reigns into him, physical and spiritual, connected in human beings. We're not an animal. The same thing. The way that feeling animals brush them each other animal without remorse or sorrow. They've not been consumed with the things that we humans are concerned with. God made human beings into wailing. And I'm saying that because what you're going to see in this. From the questions we are set on kind of this physical, material, even external morality. They are set in on that thinking. And Jesus, especially in John, is always bringing to the root of the soul. And so it's interesting. They ask questions and he doesn't answer. Answer the question, and "Are you hungry?" He then found with, "What should I?" "What do you mean?" So that's the question you're answering. "I didn't know if you were still hungry or you were hungry again." But it's interesting that Jesus kind of does this, doesn't he? They say things to him, these three questions, and his answers are for different questions. So let's look at those three questions that he plays out here. What they ask, and then what Jesus says, no, this is the question you should have asked. Here's the answer I'm going to give you. Before we get to that, I don't know if you want to find out about things. One gold meter. You made a dog. When you bring it, you look gold. You don't look at it. You're rare. I'm rich. Dark. Rare. Don't think about it. We remain in a hunger. So they're right there asking God for answering. He says, I give you all of these plants, seed bearing, fruit bearing tree. I give you all of these to eat. He says in chapter 1, I give it to the birds, give it to the beasts of the field, every creeping thing. I have given a green plant for food. It was so. And in verse 31, it says, God, so everything he made, the food was very good. There was candy in the morning. Great. So, before sin entered the world, there was physical hunger. Before sin entered the world, there was metaphysical hunger putting in the garden. Soul hunger. Move the day. We're not in the garden. Don't you work and get in the direction of that? About 10% of the time. We fail to think we are sitting in the sensible thing. We want to come into the physical thing, and we get the water, we're hungry. They're getting away from human bodily awareness. All right. Sermon in the this morning is taking this advance. The hunger pagan. Okay. Jesus is the hunger pagan. Suffer here and in so many areas, suffer from the hunger pagan. And came back to the table. If you're hungry and you're ready, so three questions and a statement with you. And for a question, people say, when did you come here? All right, so they noticed that he didn't get in the boat with the disciples. The majority of this noticed he didn't get in there. It was the disciples were over here. They knew he just didn't get in the boat. They didn't know how they got the boat came and took them. They get over there and there's Jesus. So, kind of a logical question. When did you get here? Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, you're not seeking me because you saw time and because you ate your fill of the load. I think it doesn't matter when I got here. I know why you're here. I'm hungry. Ill. Yeah. That's the odd. Fragmentary. And I'm hungry. Thank you. And he responds with the truly true. He was the KJV. Verily, verily. And it's early, early, you think when emphasizes it, and you're a man, this is where I'm feeling, and you're on it, you do not come here for me. You're the bread that you ate, that men done it, and you're hungry. Brothers and sisters, when we start to get pregnant, it's a terrible thing, but you're hungry. bring those to Him. He has made it as such that we cannot survive without His physical and His spiritual. So we come to Him with our physical hunger, our broken body, our mind, our heart. We must come to Him for it not to us. Are your thoughts, my children, say grace. It is a constant reminder. We made it to the point we must do. Every book has come from Him, even if we have a freezer. Every bit has come from His grace here. I thank God for something that I've never thanked Him for before. Thank God that He couldn't. Isn't that an amazing thing? We thank Him for yours. We get hungry. I know that they are similar. I'm going to ask almost the same questions. What should we work with? Same idea, isn't it? In fact, when you were there, and I not the question. Come here for a physical third. Let me ask you there. Last word was a spiritual. You understand that He does it for you and for Him? It's often our ethical feelings. The things that we relied on, that we rested on, that we can't provide. It draws us back to Him in a spiritual sense. Brethren, from a self-sustainable where we think we are and we turn to Jesus. Where am I? Well, oh, God is. And why? We're going to get hungry. We're going to get broken. We're not being right now. Cover for the people of courage. It's not like every war eternal. The Son of Man will be with you on Him, y'all. He was in you. You don't need to know when I got you. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Food. Fill in. Permanent. When do we go to Jesus? Sometimes you go to him angry because I'm angry. I don't think we've talked a little bit. What can be different than the least? Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to fly out here. That's the thing in Deuteronomy 21, where Moses is all reminding people of what they've done. He said, in verse 21, he said, we may eat milk and honey, be careful not to get them. And your bellies, forget the Lord. Well, I hope they'll just pray things. When we were told, when we had to ask her, he said, when you're in need, right?
Say
what I really do. No, you're right. He says this to them, hey, you're working for the wrong food. And you're working, you couldn't even tell me because you only ever listened to it. Work for the food and even through earth. And so then they ask the second question, verse 28. The second question they ask is, what must we do to be doing the work of God? What must we do to be doing the work of God? And it's an interesting question. If you read it quickly, you think they're asking, what are the good works that we're supposed to do? That's not what they're asking. They already know, and they're assuming, right, that we know the works of God. They're asking the deeper question, probably that same question over and over and over again. Not, what am I supposed to do, but how am I supposed to do work? We know your goal, right? The rich young man, the rich young ruler, still different, all three dogs. What do I need to do, oh Jesus, to inherit eternal life? And he lists the commandments. Covenant, he lists the commandments. And he says, all these that count. And he said, well, I can't bring those to all you've got. Or they can. And then they have a broken heart. And he said, friend, just one more thing for me to do. He said, I am to be your larvae, your true wealth, and your father's dream. Oh Lord, forgive us. And then the penitency, and they have to read the gift, like, tell me this, commandment number 10. I can just try. It was really the commandment. And after that, they truly know his account. They know what he is looking for. He's looking for near Mary here. I think when this story would give them a life today, and then it comes to the story. They ask, how did you do it? You're acting around it. So we're saying, you're not going to do it. Then you believe and hear. We're going to get right now. But you're not even going to want to see what you're not even going to see what the resurrection, he spent the prayer. Very important, the one that convinces you to convict. The work he wants you to do is to believe in him. And the sense in here that Jesus then in his conduit capacity of the Mosaic law. Right? Now think about what he has done. He is a new and greater Moses, isn't he? Moses parted the sea. Jesus didn't bother doing that, he just walked right on it. Moses had manna that came down from heaven. But Jesus said, here, I am giving it to you. Moses said, keep these laws, you will live in the kingdom. And Jesus said, no, the work is to come to the Lord. There is a sense of saying, this is the new Moses. And he fed them for 40 years. That was awesome. When they're done the time, all the food dried up. Will you feed us again? Will you perform signs? That's not the question. Will you give us now 9 verse 30? Will you believe and believe? what were people for him? Compared to Moses, the father of Abraham in the wilderness, and people back from heaven. And truly, truly, I say to you, one of Moses is going to be bread. Father, him, he's the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is here from the down from heaven. Very, yeah. Well, do me with living water. Sir, give us this bread. There. Some of us think of my sleep if we have this brain being here. Believe me. Before it is true. Can you do this with the root? To make it. On the other side, how did you get to it? I'm going down. So I was saying it, believing. You know what believing is? Believing is believing. Okay, it's the land. It's interesting, Moses really says the same thing in chapter 3 of Deuteronomy. It's a giant hunger. Listening to Moses, just for a moment, how all this carries in with the iron statement. Moses says, humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna. He didn't know, nor did your father grow, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone. Man lives by every word harvest and lay out. And the Lord, we will not learn it. And we assume it. Man does not live by bread alone. And you had to do it over and over again. You are still thinking materially. You know, he warned them against attempting to reach their deepest and sensitive life and material brains. He told them to look for the heaven, look for weak, deepest and the deep to the right. All throughout the scriptures in the auditorium. This year, in preparing us for this table, our time is the bread of which you can't match and remember for me. Physical bread in the presence of God's people. Eat physical bread in remembrance of me. You're still feeding your stomach. You are reminded, I am the bread of life. That is me. I've been hoping that someone will know this and Jesus declared, Moses, my name is Moses. Right? And as far as we were literally unable to think, this remained Moses. And this thing was great. The reason, one of the reasons idolatry is forbidden and it is by our God, when it is a monster, that we're going to get idols and mourn to God. We're going to seek the idols. We are saying, God Almighty, you are not. Break our law. Good. I have feelings of breaking your will and doing things my own way, but I cannot. God. I am. Remember that. And new memories. For anyone to know that, lower their expectations of me. And that therefore with one and it might be the relationship great thing where it's a pleasure here or you know foreigner. But there are still people here, yeah. The same thing with the group. Some of those come from the past. So I would just be like, we're going to lower your expectations. Come to work. That's all absolutely needs to be agreed to. Work for God. Great is enough time to read the very moment when I'm tempted to work here. The whole line left was. You have to think about it. And in the past. Because we are saying that our spirit is asking to give up in your life when it was dead. It's in us and others. Why do I think? From many people. When I am a little, I am a thrill. The six models that only God can think of one who was helpful to the day of this year. Around due to the rape nature, or the switching of sermons, especially from here. Imagine you were right down your voice and you were in this book that they were on, small group, on your community group. Where I first started, have you ever been overexposed to things in your life? You felt anger towards God or their failures to prevail here. Right now. Have you ever been overexposed? Something in your life. Well, maybe I get a degree, and if I get the degree, I'm going to get this job without the money, they're really going to reflect. Maybe I didn't do it. Come on, man, do that. Have you ever seen something in your life, and you have a wonder towards God because it failed to provide it? It's wrong. We could put the biscuit in there with some bread. That you're currently hungering for that may not be wrong in itself, but that's wrong in some ways. There's a way. I'm longing for this, oh Jesus, when there's this, when you know that I will be. I'm reminded. What comfort can you find in the past that Jesus knows about this speech? He does the best. That's an open game. You know, the physical bread, you were hungry. They wanted to work. That's the Lord. I've given you that. I do it. I grow. We find in the bag. We keep the quiet. And by the way, you hold it. It was real. You're left. So what? Where is the time? Typically, you ask for partly the hard funding. The belief that our work is believed. And work you've not to do is to believe. And of course, all of that, but all of our sins know how to carry to believe that he is the prayer. I am. I want to tell you that you've gone the first thought that we have to move you into that. It's really unfair. You've been there for work and it's out of here. Unbelievable. Like me, mostly, as that. When it's hunger too, while we soil, the hunger, him, and he made our very lives to humble community. The work is to believe. There, he said to me, and me. The one more thing about it doesn't say believe there is in your field. Believe in me can remember. Suddenly, even in many circles, we believe there are little steps praying, and I believe in him and your bit. For many of this. How the hell is the out of the bread of life for my thing? That makes sense. Here's a ever under. Take me first. Take my kingdom first. Bring things over. Father, thank you to our Lord that the truth of the world came forth and dwelt in love. Thank you for the presence of people with us. I mean, live and act and think in the physical material realm and the primary. Thank you for making us thus, that we are reminded constantly that we are a being in great need. Of real food through the most of the earth. We ask you, Father, for all the elements this morning, the bread, the wine, and the drink, and we set them forth, Father. May you help our unbelief. As we taste this bread, and we drink this cup, you've been so clear. Look at the tide of what we believe concerning your relation through our spirit. We ask for the name of the Savior. The thing in the worst of the Lord advised in our offering.